you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, you guys. Justin Sylvester from E! News here. Looking for a new way to stream? Well, meet Peacock, the free streaming service from NBC Universal. With tons of movies and shows, plus a daily dose of news, sports, and pop culture, there's something for everybody. And best of all, you can watch for free or upgrade for more. Who doesn't like that? So go to PeacockTV.com and start streaming now. Personally, I can't wait to get into that Law & Order SVU vault. You know I'm a fiend for it.
Welcome to Daily Pop, everybody. It is Friday and Rihanna is telling me all about her beauty secrets. But first, Beyonce just blew our minds once again. Her new visual album, Black is King, just came out on Disney Plus, and it is everything and more, you guys. The movie tells the story of a young king in search of his crown. Take a look.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up because you're part of something way bigger.
From breathtaking backdrops to powerful performances, Beyoncé's stunning celebration of African tradition and beauty has it all. There's no shortage of famous faces, but it's the Carter kids who really stole the show.
I never treated you for anybody else.
Queen Bee even dedicated the labour of love to her son, Sir, and to all the sons and daughters, who she calls the keys to the kingdom. And closed it out with a moving performance that you won't forget anytime soon.
If the Academy does not recognize this, I'm making a promise here on air. I will bubble wrap Beyonce, put her in a damn box, and ship her to France where they will recognize her greatness, okay? Because we do not deserve her. This was unbelievable, from the visuals to the costuming to the story. All of it came together. It was so impactful. And I honestly believe that when Beyonce put this out, she honestly was like, I'm gonna show them. Because I was snubbed for that Oscar last year. Homecoming didn't get the recognition it deserved. So I'm gonna come back with something bigger, something better, and make it more global. This is crazy. This is unreal.
Yeah, Scott, what did you think about it?
I've never seen so many different shots, so many different locations. I'm going to back you up, Justin. 100%, this is Oscar worthy. Yes, it's coming out on a streaming service. But if there's ever a time and a year to give an Oscar for something that's released on a streaming service, aren't all films right now being released on streaming services? So this is Beyonce's time to shine. I thought it was ridiculous. I would love to survey and get the data from all tattoo artists around the world in the next 3 months to see how many of her lyrics will be inked yes. onto people's bodies.
That's a good point.
That is a good point. I mean, to be completely honest with both of you, I'm happy I made the show, because I made the mistake of starting to watch it before I had to get ready, and I literally just kept extending the time, and I still have 45 minutes to get through. It just has you hooked. I mean, the color schemes, the costumes, as you said, Justin, I mean, just the effects, all of it was just so mind-blowing. And one thing that I was really surprised about, she shows so much of her family. And when Jay rolls up, I couldn't handle when Jay rolled up. When he rolled up, I was like, I can't, I need a minute.
No, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. The other thing that we have to really keep in mind is that Beyonce can do anything. And yes. We remember last year, or 2 years ago, when she signed that $60 million three-picture deal with Netflix. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if she worked out a deal with Disney and Netflix to show just how much time and effort and creativity it took to put this project together in a BTS moment, kind of sort of what she did with Homecoming and Coachella, where we got to see the whole situation. I'm pretty sure Netflix is going to have this right around that Oscar voting time.
I would love that. I mean, I feel like people can't get enough of Beyonce. They really just want to get inside of her mind as much as possible and as much inside of her family as we can. Yeah. So, like, any sort of BTS that she's willing to give us, like, we're going to be holding on for dear life. So, I mean, honestly, I just congratulations to her.
Seeing perfection mm-hmm. over and over and over again with Beyonce is glorious. Speaking of the family, Blue Ivy, I'm starting to feel quite old because she was just a little girl, only felt like a few months ago, and now she's a young woman.
It's crazy. Honestly, like, I guess kids grow up fast. I don't have any, but it's just wild. Like, I saw that shot of her. Right, literally, I didn't even get to that part of the video when I was watching it earlier, but she literally looks like, I mean, how old is she now? 8?
Yeah, probably.
8 years old. And I think Blue Ivy has more genetic potential to change the world than the Golden Child. She has got everything lined up for her to change the world in the future. And I can't wait to see where it takes us.
She is the last airbender.
Oh, my God. All right, moving on to a little bit more of a serious topic, you guys. Tamar Braxton, who just broke her silence about her suicide attempt earlier this month, in a new Instagram post, Tamar goes off on WeTV, which airs Braxton Family Values and her new upcoming reality show. She claims they ignored her cry for help and says she was overworked, underpaid, and betrayed. Yikes. WeTV hasn't commented on this, but told us when Tamar first went into the hospital that her recovery was their first concern. Okay, Justin, you and I both have some reality television experience. Do you feel like people don't realize how hard it is for people who are on reality TV?
100%. I tell everyone all the time, it may look like it's a lunch and a glass of wine here and there, but it's a lot of hard work and a lot of time put into it. And it's not just hard to get into and hard to establish yourself. But what happens is once you're on that hamster wheel, it's also hard to get off. And this woman has said time and time again that she wanted off that hamster wheel. And when she couldn't get off, it drove her to this moment. And I feel really terrible for her because I don't know what's in that season. I don't know what happened. I don't know, you know, what could have been revealed, because I feel like we've seen so much of Tamar Braxton. But if she felt that this was that bad, I mean, I remember working on Kyle's season of Real Housewives when Taylor Armstrong's husband committed suicide. And not that it was because of the show, but I think it was from some of the pressure from the show of what had happened in his life. So it just, it saddens me.
It's really, I mean, when I read her Instagram post, I mean, I really just, what I got from her words was really that she just felt like she was performing and her whole life was just to perform for this show. She was no longer fulfilling herself, fulfilling her own soul. She didn't feel like the person that she started out as, which is a good wife, a good mother. And she just felt like she was a sort of puppet that was sort of having to, like, fill in the needs of another, of a corporation. And to me, that broke my heart. I'm so happy that she obviously, you know, nothing happened and she's recognizing that she needs to put herself in a better place. But I can understand when you're on reality television, and I don't have an experience even close to Tamar's. I mean, I can't even really begin to describe what she's probably going through or what she went through. But it is definitely mentally challenging to show up every single day and have to sort of fulfill this character that you've created because you had a positive reaction to it. So you're kind of always having to bring this heightened version of yourself, even if you're not feeling that way. And I only did 4 seasons. I couldn't imagine if it went on for years and years and years where I would be. So
yeah, the pressure's also there. The pressure's also there for you guys on reality shows because you're not playing a character. Essentially, you are you. So on that show, you've got to give 12, 14, 16 hours a day of yourself, but then go and live your life. But then people critique you being you. Do you two feel there should be more support for reality stars? But there's so many reality stars out there. But what is the answer to this? Is there an answer to this?
No, I think what the answer is, before you go on a reality show, you have to take a psych test. So you go in, you take a psychological test, and then they give the results to the production company, and the production company will say if you're sane enough to go through that production. I think that you should have to take that test every single year before you start every single season. That's where I feel like the system failed them. Because
but let's be honest, Justin, but let's be honest, the production company doesn't give a shit about if they're psychologically sane. They want somebody to be as off the wall, crazy, and outlandish as possible so people tune in. I think that's where the disconnect comes in. Like, they don't care. Like, you were there. I had so many bad days on Rich Kids. Again, nothing compared to what Tamar went through, but so many bad days where I wanted something to be presented as more authentic, or I wanted things to go differently. And it was just sort of like always that pep talk of like, we really just need to get this because the network really wants it. And it's like, I don't really give.
But that was your fault, and not your fault in the sense, but you said, I'm drawing the line here. And every time they came back, you would put that line further and further back because you wanted to please and you wanted to be, you know, the best, star. You wanted to be the golden child.
Yeah.
That was you.
But I was 25. I was naive. I had a job to do. And I was being told by adults that you need to come and do this. And I took it seriously because I had an end goal. So I can see how you can get wrapped up in a behavioral pattern that is no longer you. And that's exactly what I felt when I read Tamar's post of just sort of having to like dance for everyone else instead of like, wait, how am I doing? How am I feeling? How am I providing as a mother? How am I providing as a wife? So I just think, unfortunately, if you're in this game for a long time, it takes a toll on you no matter who you are. If you're Oprah did a reality show for 6 years, she'd have a day. You know what I mean?
Like, nobody is immune. Production companies, to back them up as viewers once again, we want to see interesting features of people's lives. We don't want boring stuff on the screen. So it is a catch-22 where if you were just showing the best version of yourself all the time, I'm not going to watch. I don't want to see that. I want to see the drama there. I want to see the trials and tribulations of life. And that's what keeps us coming back for more. So it's a hard world out there for reality stars.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
It is. Well said. Absolutely dog-eat-dog world. That is right. All right, you guys, Rihanna is here in just a few minutes with her best beauty tips. But first, dairy is affecting one couple's sex life, and we are going to milk the situation. Oh, my God. For all it's worth, that's next.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling.
I just want to be in a club. I don't understand.
It's been 5 years since that was released, you guys. 5 years since Hotline Bling. I need you to talk me through that. Because how the F has it been 5 years?
I'm going to be like a baby giraffe when I get back in the nightclub. I'm going to be so excited but so nervous. I'm going to be tripping all over everything. I won't want to know how to act when someone buys me a drink. Like, I just need to be back in a social situation.
This gave people like me that are terrible on a dance floor hope. It gave me hope that I could do whatever I want and it didn't matter. I'd match the music somehow. And by the way, in the last 5 years, the only Hotline Bling right now is on Morgan's finger. There it is.
Thank you. I like that.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Okay, and now it's time for Dear Daily Pop, where we tackle the internet's toughest questions. I mean, really tough. First up, we've got a very sticky situation. Below Deck's Captain Lee got hit with this one on E's Celebrity Call Center. Take a look.
How can I help you today?
I have a girlfriend. We've been dating for a few months, and she has an ice cream fetish. She loves strawberry ice cream rubbed all over her body during sex. Oh. I've been putting it off because I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, shame on both of you. First of all, shame on her for not knowing that you're lactose intolerant, because I am also freaky deaky, but I'm also an equal opportunity lover. So there's some lactose-free Halo top at that bottom drawer that you can grab. Your girl should have that stocked. And second off, if your lady's asking for it and you really like her, you should feel obligated to try it at least twice on anything sexual.
Okay, Scott, I'm dying to hear what you have to say.
I thought I was taking risks with handcuffs, but obviously I need to get into the ice cream game. I think dairy is a no-go. There was actually a rumor going around about a very high-profile Australian supermodel, and she told everyone to use coconut oil, and I think sales around the country skyrocketed when people started tried to use coconut oil, although from research purposes only, it does ruin your sheets.
All right. One woman says her boyfriend is always putting his female colleague before her. They travel together and even share an apartment while they're away. Yikes. But he always takes his colleague's calls even when they're spending quality time together. He tells her not to worry, saying, "It's you I love." Should she be concerned?
Don't be concerned yet, but invite her ass over for dinner. Pour white wine for both of them and make yourself a mocktail and pretend you're kind of loopy and kind of drunk. But you need to take in every single bitch. And if they slip one time, there's your proof and you can burnish shit the next morning.
Is this your experience? Justin, have you done this before?
Always.
White wine. That's your weapon of choice.
Oh,
because white wine loosens you up.
Loosens you up.
Mm-hmm. It makes you get sloppy real quick.
I think you got to steer clear. And I think whatever your partner wants, you need to respect that and clip everyone else. So if that means not being friends with colleagues, so be it.
Oh, wow. You're so sweet. All right. Up next, we've been waiting all morning for Rihanna, and she is finally here. She told me something that may get her into a little trouble, plus the flaws she says she has.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop, you guys. All right, Rihanna showed some leg during a virtual red carpet for the launch of Fenty Skin, looking incredible as always. And guys, remember how I interviewed Rihanna and she knew who I was? It was exciting.
Yeah.
I keep talking about it. Didn't know that was impromptu, but I love it. All right, well, now it's time for more of our interview, and I might have gotten her in a little bit of trouble. Take a look.
You, first of all, sent me 2 packages. I don't want to upset anyone else who might be watching this. And I already gave one to my fiance because he was like, "Are you going to share that with me?"
Oh, nice. He likes it?
First of all, it smells so good. It's so rich and
texture. Thank you so much.
I'm somebody who really suffers from melasma and dark spots. And I've been using vitamin C. And I had no idea that a cherry has more vitamin C.
A Barbados cherry.
I was reading and I literally had lathering.
I don't know about them other cherries. But the Barbados cherry for show.
I mean, so this is what I need to be using if I have dark spots and all that.
Yes, I mean, I suffer with the same thing. I kind of got that like messed up mustache from the sun.
Trust me.
And like, you don't want to wear makeup, but then you have a mustache because it's just dark. Over time, the toner, fat water toner has improved it like tremendously. And I finally started to believe in toner because I didn't understand what toner did besides strip my skin all the time. It always felt really dry after, like it just cleaned it with something really harsh. Right. And I don't like that feeling. I don't like that tight, strip feeling. So I was getting results with also that comfort on my skin when I was applying this product. So I fell in love with the fat water toner. From the beginning, it's like one of my favorite products that we've made so far.
So you went into this with your own skin in mind. Like, I suffer with these problems. This is what I really want to focus on. Like, you went in with a plan. It wasn't just like, let's make Fenty Skin.
Well, no, because I've been through several stages of skincare issues, whether it started with acne to like products that were too harsh and discoloring my skin, to hyperpigmentation like we just talked about, to getting older, being on the plane all day, all night. You know, there's so many things that affect the performance of your skin. that I had to take that. I had to take all of that into account when making these products, this line in general, because I also have very sensitive skin, and I had to keep that in mind. So I was very cautious about what ingredients went into each product and how they performed and how your skin felt, most importantly, and the results.
I mean, you obviously travel a lot. You're always on a plane, as you just said. Was it important for you to have, like, minimal steps?
I'm actually always in a hurry.
Right.
So I don't like a lot of steps when I'm trying to get out the door. I just want it, and I want to know what I need, and I want it to work, and I want it to be simple. And so three steps to start the journey was, of course, like, perfect for me, my lifestyle. But I feel like everyone wants it to be simple. They don't want complicated when it comes to skincare. They just want good skin and right there, available.
I mean, not to rush you on to the next product. If you had to do one more, if they were like, listen, we can make this in 24 hours, anything you want, what would you add to? If anything, could be
nothing. Well, nothing in skincare should ever take 24 hours, and it has not. It takes time.
Long time.
And that's why we've already been working on it. But you'll have to wait and see, girl.
Of course.
Trust me, it just gets better and better, but we're not going to get into that. I might get in trouble if you've been saying this.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It is amazing.
Thank you, Morgan.
Good chat.
She was so nice to take my collect call, you guys. It was very sweet of her. She's amazing. She looked amazing. I love her. All right, let's start the weekend.
I what toner. It's toner, right? You got all
toner.
The processes right there. Toner.
Toner.
Yeah. Thank you.
Toner,
thank you
yeah.
for that education.
I have it right here. It's still on my desk. See?
There you go. Well, I just like it. Whenever my girlfriend's in the same apartment or building as me, I just steal all her products. So on behalf of a lot of the males out there, girls, can you just get all this stuff, line it up for us, because I don't buy my own. I like stealing it.
Yeah,
sure,
and also she...
partners do too.
One fun fact about this before we move on, the line is gender neutral. That's why I gave the other pack, that she sent me two packs, and I gave the other pack to Jordan. So you guys can use it. So, you know, she thought of everybody.
Love that.
Yes. All right, let's start the weekend right with a little feel-good Friday. There is a new hero in Hollywood, and his name is Ryan Reynolds. A woman tweeted that her teddy bear was stolen, but it wasn't just any teddy bear. It had a recording of her late mom's voice inside saying, I love you, I'm proud of you, I'm always with you. Okay. After catching wind of the missing teddy, Ryan shared the story and offered a $5,000 reward, and it worked. The bear has been safely returned to its rightful owner.
Damn, America really is a trash bin. They had to offer somebody $5,000 to give that woman back a bear that had that much sentiment in it.
Also, who steals someone's bear? All right. Another young woman shared a sweet tweet explaining that her sister has Williams syndrome and sometimes has trouble making friends. But two amazing girls she met at church camp last summer traveled 3 hours just to surprise her on her birthday. Take a look.
What?
Oh, my God!
The yoga just made her year. Thank y'all.
You guys hear that? React and say goodbye.
Oh my God, how sweet is that?
You guys, I mean, these are the moments. These are the moments that we want to get through, you know, they help us get through this pandemic, right? It's just the sweetest thing in the world. All right, that is it for us. That's it for us today, though. Next week, we're talking to Hoda and Jenna, Luke Bryan, and so much more. Make sure you watch Daily Pop every day at 12:30 on E! And set your DVR so you don't miss an episode. And starting next week, Nightly Pop is going 4 nights a week, so check us out at 11:30. Bye!
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.